Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Good evening. The show begins in the markets with Liz Peek. Wondering when the Federal Reserve is going to see the housing market is an indication that it's, as Liz says, behind the curve. Wall Street is now expecting three cuts by year's end. September, October, November would be line them up. Why? The inflation number moderated more than expected. The core inflation ticked up, but not profoundly. In other words, waiting and waiting and waiting for the tariffs to inflate the prices. If it's happening, we can't see it profoundly. Another month, another group of statistics that may tell us direction. Liz and I also discussed the BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics firing, the new hire, all of that melodrama in Washington about the direction of the economy. My measure at midsummer with Liz is, things are fine. Things are better than fine. This is good news. We're in a sweet spot. Okay, enough good news. Back to the war. Israel. I talked to Jonathan Shanzer about what is now called the war, but it's not the end of the war. It's an end of a battlefield. So what comes next after the war is something that is called the campaign between wars. Israel, I'm told by Jonathan, has been waging this for a number of years, at least since 2015. The intervention in supplies crossing Syria into Lebanon, or the mysterious targeted killing of physicists in Iran, or the sudden appearance of Israeli IDF troops in the middle of the night to break up a cell of Hamas or a cell of the West Bank. All of that is the campaign between the wars. It also includes cyber and spying. There's lots. It's been going on for a number of years. It's organized. And will it begin again? It operates in what Jonathan tells me is called the gray zone of war. Turkey. Sinan Çiçi joins me from the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Turkey's armament industry is high profile. Rockets, drones, tanks. Erdogan is arming. For what? He's NATO. Puzzlement. But he's got the fourth or third largest army in Europe, maybe in the world. And he's building more, and they're making money at it, apparently. They're buying their own equipment. They're not borrowing from the U.S. or Russia, as they used to do in the Cold War. Turkey. I also talked to Sinan about Erdogan's relationship with two people in particular. One, the Shara, the man who says that he's president of Syria. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. The other one, the relationship with Azerbaijan, with the Aliyev family. Turkey weighed in during the Azerbaijan-Armenia war of late 2020 on the side of Azerbaijan. Now there's a peace treaty between Azerbaijan and Armenia. Turkey looks like the winner. Good for Turkey. In confrontation, there's still the Cypriot division of the island. There's still the enmity towards Greece. And Israel's worried. So, eye on Turkey. Sinan Çiçi mentions lots of possibilities, but none of them have happened yet. Turkey is building offensive weapons. Munitions lords. London Calling with Joe Sternberg. We talk about the BLS mysteries and that it resolved nothing to hire a new BLS director because the data is going to be as untrustworthy as it was for the predecessor. The response rate and the questions are no longer sensitive to an economy that grows in so many different directions, I'm told by Joe Sternberg. We then discuss something fun. The vice president's visit to Great Britain for the summer with his family in Oxfordshire, and had traveled to a local organic farm where they ate ice cream and lunch. So did the Secret Service and the British Security Services in the Cotswolds. A 20-vehicle convoy of armor and weapons and communications devices and limos flying through the Cotswolds. It's entertaining. On to Gregory Copley in Perth, Australia, his native Perth, his native Australia, talking about the precedents for conflict. One of them is a peace treaty under negotiation. I use the example of spring of 1968 when Johnson dropped out of the presidential race and opened the Paris peace talks. The talks went on from the spring of 68 until the winter of 73 after a lot of violence. On and off, bombing, ceasefires, assassination, disappearances, presidential elections. There's a long road ahead, if that is the analogy. Can't tell yet. Hasn't started. Conversation in Alaska. We also discuss what it is that Putin must have. A deliverable. Donbass. And that's not exactly articulate, because Donbass can include this or that city. Donbass, definitely. Is Ukraine ready to give it up? Nope. But they're going to talk about it. And the King Charles Report. The President of the United States is due in to Great Britain, to England, for a state visit in September. Big dinner at Windsor Castle. This happened in the first term as well. Gregory Copley observes that the King is quite correctly using the success and the popularity in America and the excitement of Donald Trump to hold up to his troubled government led by Mr. Starmer. Britain is in a bad patch right now. It can't see prosperity. It only sees heavier taxes. There is another way. King's not getting political. He's trying to... He is cheering people up. No, he's not trying. He is. Good for the King. And then a conversation with Cleo Pascal about the drama of the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, 45,000 people, a strategic critical route between Hawaii and Tokyo. And the Chinese are using soft power, trying to interrupt the attachment to America. This is sovereign American territory. There's a backstory. Cleo and I tell it. And there's more to it. Upcoming episodes to be continued. Little bitty group of islands led by Saipan. Tinian's next door. Tinian is something you may remember. That was where the B-29s were based. The B-29s that led the attack on Tokyo and other cities, and then the B-29 and Enola Gay and Boxcar, the Hiroshima bomb and the Nagasaki bomb. Tinian, next door neighbor to Saipan, part of the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands. And finally, a conversation with Judy Dempsey, who's traveling in Europe, about the Europeans. Will they accept the costs of peace? More money for armaments, more money for soldiers, and less money for the social welfare net that they've constructed since 1945. Also, inflation will come, as it did for Lyndon Johnson when he tried to pay for the Great Society, both the Great Society and the Vietnam War at the same time. Doesn't work. Inflate is the only way out. That's what happened in the 1970s. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.